Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Republicans will maintain control of every statewide office in Georgia following yesterday's runoff election. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the Democratic candidates who have both conceded their races.
Republican Brad Raffensperger defeated Democrat John Barrow to be Georgia's next Secretary of State. Speaking on GPB's Political Rewind, Raffensperger said he looks forward to hearing the results of a bipartisan commission exploring new voting systems for 2020.
People had really been digging in on the pluses and minuses of each different technology, things to look out for to make sure you have a cyber secure system.
Meanwhile, incumbent Republican Chuck Eaton survived the challenge from Democrat Lindy Miller to serve another term on the state's Public Service Commission. The last time a Democrat held a statewide office was in 2010. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Major League Soccer named Atlanta United's Joseph Martinez the league's most valuable player today. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
And it comes again, Martinez! He cannot be stopped.
Joseph Martinez, the United's forward, led the league in goals scored this season with 31. En route, he also broke the MLS single-season scoring record. And as the United get ready to compete for the MLS Cup this weekend, his efforts were rewarded with an MVP trophy. Atlanta United president Darren Eales heaped praise on the star player.
He's just the greatest pure goal scorer the MLS has had in its 23-year history. It's an honor and a privilege to have him as part of our club and part of the city of Atlanta. And Joseph, we can't thank you enough, and just hope you got a few more goals in your locker for Saturday night.
The United face off against the Portland Timbers Saturday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the MLS crown. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Georgia environmental groups say they are ready to fight seismic testing for oil off the Georgia coast. Energy companies use sound waves to know where to drill. Well, last week, federal regulators gave permission for marine life to be disturbed. Alicia Kies is with 100 Miles, one of the conservation groups that opposes the testing.
The use of high volume sound can really disorient. It can deafen and potentially kill animals that live underwater.
In South Carolina, a group of coastal mayors says that it plans to seek an injunction to stop companies from getting testing permits. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.